The shiur. So we have to change gears. This whole chinuch, we're sitting together speaking about chinuch, very nice, but it has to be more speaking together, because it reached a certain stage where we things became too much of an mishmash between adult education, which I am dealing with that normally, and children's education, which I try to give that to children. Children's education, I think it doesn't function so right. You know, it was very nice and very interesting thoughts and very interesting things, but I don't think that what's really lacking in chinuch today is guidelines or general insights. I think general insights you could read, and you could read in any book. There is a discussion is lacking, because the most problems of chinuch are rooted in the day-to-day decisions you make. You have a day-to-day decision, and these day-to-day decisions, they can be very crucial, and once in a way very wrong, you know. You make a very wrong decision, do a very wrong thing. So I want to discuss that itself first for today, and then you prepare something next time. You can ask, or people whenever they are on the Skype, you know, that's easier. You know, on the Skype, you can even write on the Skype a question, you know, and then I'll see it on the screen. However, but it has to be a thing which is more discussed. What is the Toyale? So it's a little bit awkward for me to say, to speak about that to Ellis in this way, because I don't have any other reference point than this to do it. So I can speak about what I had to Ellis to speak with Mashgiach, even though when I made the comparison between me and Mashgiach, that's right, ridiculous, but I have no other reference point. With Rabbi Edison, there's nothing really to discuss so much, you know, there's more things to get from him, through questioning too, but there's things to get from him. With Mashgiach, but there was something to discuss. So, first, I want to explain that this is a basic thing in education. The Mashgiach's Mishpocha is not a role model for me. It is not. And not only because he has children which are not so well. Everyone can have children which are not so well. You know, he has a boy which is not well. Because of the way others interact too. It's not a role model for me, the way he interacted with the family and things like this, the way he was with the family. He was absent in a certain way. His wife was very much a Litvak, or is very much a Litvak, which is very, very cold, very these unbendable people, you know, never emotional and never things like this. So this also, everything is not so much a role model for me. And even though whatever I have from him. See, this is the wrong approach. You think that you can get from a person something when he is a role model, yeah? In that, so it's not true. It's not the question of being, yeah. It's not a question of being a role model. It's a question of working on these issues. The Mashgiach was working on the issues tremendously. He had different kelim, and he had different maskonis, which these kelim and these maskonis are very much not mine. Yeah? And they're very much, they are not inherited in me. Yeah? Without good meters or bad meters, certain traits, for example, I'm in a family. It's a little bit different to the family from Mashgiach. So by me in the family, by my father passed away, my father from mother first, and then my father, there was something to have a Yerusha, not major. My father wasn't a multi-millionaire, which, you know, you could yarshen enough money to buy the Yatet Neman, which that happened. So Yom Kamshi, you know that? You heard about that? Okay, you have to know that. Now I'm more calm now these days than I was till now. So, but Shimi Glick, I think, bought the whole Yotet Neiman. That's fine, yeah. I didn't have enough money for that, for such a thing. But I have money. You know how much? And there were six children. So not only money and six children and things, another thing, my father had lithographies from Picasso and Braque and Chagall, you know, signed ones, very nice, yeah, that's good. So normally you would expect a quarrel, you know, and I think we didn't quarrel a second. There was not 1 second a quarrel, not one, just 1 second, not 1 second. We are not built like this. The Old Mishpacha is not built, that's not an ingredient. By the Mashgiach, that's very much an ingredient. By himself was an ingredient. This possessiveness, this bedafke, this things like this, he's entirely different than me. The person is entirely different, his children are entirely different than we were, and than my children are, entirely different. Yeah? So it's not a role model, I don't want to be like this, and I don't have the same ingredients, you know? I do not have these ingredients. So how can I be a couple for someone in the Avodah, I don't have the same ingredients, entirely different mishpacha. He was deaf, didn't hear. You just imagine, you have a father who sits next to the table Friday night and is absent for 2 reasons. He has to prepare the shmuz and he's deaf. Yeah, 2 reasons he's absent. And then you have children around. It's not the greatest situation, you know, for a child. This is a gishmak. I don't have these ingredients. I'm not deaf. And even when I have to say a shmuz, I never prepare it, you know. So well, it's not the same thing. But even though he wants for me, whatever I have, it's not pushing my head if this nice big picture down, this new one, you saw it when you go walk down, a very nice picture. Because that is my life. Mashgiach, that's my life. It's not the same person. This is the difficulty in bifrat in chinuch, of imitating. Yeah? Of imitating in chinuch that's a big danger. You imitate someone which he has entirely other kelim, entirely other dispositions, and then you think that's the right way to do because my rebbe also did it like this, and you just with the same thing you go down the drain and your mishpacha is finished, you know, because you do the wrong things, it's not according to your kelim. And even though you get things from your rabbi. So how? So the Mashgiach to me, I was including, okay, so he gave once this Zriyo Binyan Bechinuch. So that was those were Shmuzen he gave there. That's one public thing. And the other public thing was the attack he had on Kohlberg's way of educating, you know, against Tiramisuri, or against the thing which in Tiramisuri they want to introduce. Those are two things I heard from him publicly about Chinuch. Specifically about Chinuch Yilodim, two things. But those were not the Yesoidis. So in this speech against Kohlberg, that was interesting. I think there was Hidushim. In the Zriyo Binyan Chinuch, that's not mostly things which I knew beforehand from him. Mostly, I think so. But he didn't speak to me in that way that he spoke it out. Only we discussed things together. I went to him and I spoke with him. I asked him the questions about my children. Now, the point is, for a person when you speak to him, you assume that he, in his flexibility in knowledge, in his flexibility in dealing with the Torah knowledge, is able to include your position. That you have to make up your mind. Whenever you will, I will discuss a thing together, it's always on the premises that you think that I, in a certain way, understand your position. I don't have to give you specific ages according to what you really are, yeah? I don't have to give you real ages what you really are, because this is not my work that I have to guide you in your particular decision. That's not the point. We have to get klolim and approaches right. It's based on that I understand, I felt very much that the Mashgiach is appreciating my background, you know, a little bit more student freedom, a little bit more, you know, more wild than him, less yekish, yes, less organized, things like this. He appreciated that. He saw it, yeah? He saw it and he took it into account, and that was for him very a very big ingredient in our relationship. So that has to be That has to be done. Whenever you will ask a question, I will have to know a little bit of background, or we have to discuss a little bit of background, and you will have to feel comfortable with that. Yeah? So you can't ask me very, very, very difficult or very, very specific questions, because that's not comfortable for you, and once I don't know the background. Yeah? I think in most of the cases, the most difficult questions I dealt with in Chinuch, I dealt myself. Because in these nitty details, which there the difficulties came, you know, and the daughter was really a chutzpahnik, you know, very good girl, you know, very good mother, very good girl, very kanua. But there was a truth that she went through that my wife told her, I go to blow up, and she began to sing. And when they sing the song, you have the song, Shema mitpalelet lo nafriya la, and that is a song which I sing in Hebrew, in the Ganim somewhere. So she sang, Shema mitpotzetzet lo nafriya la, in the face, you know, just don't, poch, that one went back, you know. So nobody, you would blow up entirely, you know. But you understood, so that's a difficulty, it's a difficult thing. I never asked Mashgiach about that. Because I understood this is my particular case, which I am stuck in a certain way, which I have to get out of this being stuck. Mashiach can't help me there, and I have to get out myself. This is one of the big mistakes people do. And they go to the Yahatzim, and they ask about particular cases, which they have to get out. They have to ask Klolistika things. Otherwise there are no, but they have to be asked from you. It has to be your Klolistika thing, your interest. Particular ages once in a while are very wrong. Very wrong. In all of the cases, particular menschliche ages, there could be very, very wrong. I was yesterday, and I wasn't so on that, when here in the family, we had my daughter-in-law, my new daughter-in-law came in, you know, and she will marry, my son will get married in another 3-4 weeks, you know. So she came in over here Shabbos, and then it came up to discussions how I behaved as a host. So it was a nice nigle that my wife didn't leave that shidduch. I tell you, any normal miyad, when you would go to him and describe how Leuchter was misnaik in the time between the Eosin and the Chasna, he would advise her to say, no, this guy is absolutely incapable of keeping up any relationship, you know. He will not care for me. He's an absolute 100% fully egocentric man, you know. He only cares about himself. He's halfway through autistic, perhaps he's Asperger's, you know, something like this. So that's it, you know, according to the Tunim, that's it. Yes, but you can't, because I knew then, and I know now, more or less why I did that. There were certain reasons I did that. There were certain also places I went through, the development places. I then knew that this is not right. But it will be okay, you know. And it was then okay afterwards. So it was a time to develop. But I don't think that I'm such a terrible father, a terrible husband. I don't think that I'm going like this. But to give an age based on a particular incident, or particular incidents, you could be a rotzeach. Yeah? You could be a rotzeach. And this today people are looking for. And they look for the wrong thing. Because these particular nitty things, which they are the real problems. Now, it could be my wife had a real problem with her chosen. It was a real problem because it was hurtful, and she was hurt, and she was insecure, and things like this. But this real problem, the etzim, she has to deal with herself. Because only she will know exactly what are these turns, which they are the real problem. And he must give them a baya amitit. But in the baya amitit, I can't help. I will not be able to help. But you have to be a London and take this baya amitit and make from it a sugya which is discussable. Because outside of a sugya, there's better nothing to discuss. So when I went to the Mashgiach, it was for me the most productive thing that I took my particular problems I had and I tried to make from that a London. It was part of my personal development in giving all the things what you hear Vavadim from me, when you hear Vavad. So a lot of times, that's what I know a little bit, that I know how to take a normal situation and make from that the whole sugya. And then that's interesting. You make a sugya out of red light, or you make a sugya out of a a playing with children, and you make a shulchan out of whatever we are now, the playing with it, the Abishua ben Korcho. Everyone will tell you, Abishua ben Korcho says, you're the one which he found with the gemi in the mouth, you know? He drove himself crazy by the children, like a shayte, to a medrash. So everyone knows you have to be a shayte. But people will not say, you have to do a thing against what you want. People will not take that out of the management. That's definitely in there. Because they only say, you have to make yourself crazy with your children. But you don't go this step further, which that's the sugya, that this Rabbi Shua ben Korcho didn't want to do. It was not his personal interest to do that. So the law is much deeper than only drive yourself crazy. You have to be able or ready to do you, to do things which you don't want to do. For example, that taking out, that was a surprise for me too. But I learned that because I had to do that when I spoke with Mashgiach. Because otherwise there was no discussion. I had to take my silly, crazy things which go on at home, and I had to make from that a Londis. Huh? And this making from it a Londis was a part of my personal development that made me that I was more insightful of what's going on with me, because I had to do that. And this today people don't want. When they go to someone, and this is okay. So that's the ridiculous part of the comparison. Because when you speak to someone like me, then okay, so okay, you speak to a normal person, to someone, so you have no big, there's no big lachat that you have to be a London. I had a lachat that I couldn't speak to the Mashkiach in a non-Londish way. The Mashkiach didn't relate to that. You know, for him being a balabos was the worst. The worst was that was a curse, you know. It was like a moldy thing, you know. So I felt pressed to do that. But it was absolutely fascinating that I myself had to develop personally to be able to formulate that. That was a big chinuch. And from the other side, I got yesodis from him, which then were very much appreciative where I am holding. But from the other side, it was independent whether what he did with his family or with his personality. It was not the dogma. It was not that I saw by him that's the way you do it. No, it's not. People are a little bit taken aback when I say that. I say Mashgiach is not my role model in chinuch. Most of what you search in chinuch is a role model, not a discussion. You have someone which you want to get ages in chinuch for, from you look for a role model, that, and the role model is then always in these particular cases how you react. I saw my Rebbe is not screaming at his children, yeah? Or my Rebbe is doing like this, he is avoiding pech or whatever it is. I saw that. Yeah, but this, I want Madav Yegem pech, and I want Madav Yegem shy. There are times not screaming. I have a friend which a father never screamed at him, but he did something much worse than screaming. I was standing across the boy and said, I'm very much disappointed from you. Yeah, that's much worse than screaming, you know? Much worse. You just get disapproved from the father, but without caste. No, without caste. No, chas v'shalom. It says, as Rabbi Cholon says, or others say, you may not be in caste on your children, you may never show rage. I don't show rage, but I have to tell him something. It would be much better than you would take your hand and push it, hakim arop, patch, and the thing would be ad acta, that's it, you know, finished, now the air is clean, and we are fine, good friends back, you know. Then I tell you this terrible message with a sad, I am very much disappointed from you. And then I go away. And this is like a knife in your heart, you know, I kill you, but I'm not enraged, chas v'shalom, I don't patch you, you know. That this is all wrong. This is not Londish. I got this drink in London. You know, what is the Londish of a patch? What is the Londish of a patch? What is the Londish of a disapproval? What is it? This is much worse than that one, you know. He didn't get that. And he looked only for this role model, practically. And then things are getting out of control. And then you're not mechanach yourself. And you are imitating someone else. And the whole thing goes down the drain. Yeah? So that was the thing I had. So whenever we will discuss something, for me that's absolutely interesting. It is a big educational thing for yourself. That you will take a incident or a subject you have and you try to make from that a lombus which is edible for four people, or then there will be perhaps more, another three which are had the word nenas. There were six people, or four, or seven, or four, or the one or two which are listening over here, whatever it is. So it is for all the people. There will be an edible thing. That is a big chinuch, Rebbe. That's a chinuch because you are not used to. And when people ask me questions, that makes me nervous once in a while. They ask me questions which are very specific. You know, my son made this and this, and he said that and that. What shall I do? Stay off the cop, mach azay. I cannot know what you have to do. But when you tell me the ikaron from the problem, it's good for you, it's good for us, and we can discuss a thing, and then there will be inter-discussions. That means someone can ask a question, and I will try to answer, and then you will have a question back, and you will try to answer too. And this will be a very interesting, fascinating interaction. And that is the Tureles. That's what I got from the Mashgiach. So there, he was a God Lado. They're unbelievable. Simply, when you asked a Lomdish question to the Mashgiach about Chinuch, you got answers, you got back from no one else. Okay? And not psychological answers, that is a shaker. People think he was a psychologist. No, it's not. It was not based on psychology. It was based on deep insight in Musar, and in Koiches HaNefesh, and in really the Rotzen, that you shall have a Haredi Shechinuch. Unbelievable. It was unbelievable there. It was breathtaking, even by the age of 90, the way his mind was working in a Lomdish way. It's nicht gewinnt zu glauben, but you felt Sukbet next to him, 100%. But in the practical Maisim, his Avekstel, his Netunim, were so different than mine. His practical Maisim were never a role model for me, never. Never. Kemonist given as a. But that was not the Godless. The Godless was really the Rebbe Shibri. This is a part of it, that's a Chidush. I can't tell you now a Chidush. But this guy's got to be a Chidush. In Teure, goes like this. That depends what I told you now. Now I tell you the Teure is a part of it. In Teure, a Rebbe doesn't have a body, only a head. Azidas. I mean, his personal life of the Rebbe is not interesting. He doesn't sit with you and drink a coffee. And you can't really know why he got to his maskonas or how he got to his maskonas in Teure. That's not your inyan. Your inyan that he is telling you, text-like. You know? For example, by me, in a sefer, I have a friend which he is a mumch in the Ramchal. The Ramchal wrote the Mesidah Shalom twice. Once was Seder Vikuach, the way they found it in Russia, and the other one is a Mesidah Shalom we had. So he came to me and said, he's older than me, so he came to me and said, the answer to the Mesidah Shalom, we have to understand, after we found the Seder Vikuach, the Mesidah Shalom has an agenda. He wants to speak to a certain type of people, the way he says in the Seder Vikuach. So maybe you have to understand that the whole Mesidah Shalom Be'etzem is a agenda against this and this. Yeah? Other people say with Nevi Shechaim the same thing. They say Nevi Shechaim is agenda against the Hasidim. Yeah? So this is called the Rebbe has a goof. That means you know what his agenda is. You know his practical netunim. Nevi Shechaim was with the Hasidim, and the Mesir Shalom Weisreis was with people which had problems with philosophy or whatever he says there. So he maybe wrote a sefer against that. So I am not holding by it. By me. The Mesir Shalom and the Nevi Shechaim are text. That means the Rebbe has only a head. He only says what has to be said, and then you have to take that text and include that in your life. And then you get the Tehillahs out of it. But it's absolutely chutzpah, and it's not without any purpose that you think, I sat with him with the Mesidah Shalom in a cafeteria next to a cup of tea, and he spoke to me about what he is about to do, and I have this chikavi idea that he had his personal thing, why he wrote that book. That's absolutely wrong, Gisha. My chidush over here to you was, even in chinuch, the Rebbe has a head and not a goof. That's the chidush. Which that is a chidush you wouldn't say. You would say, this is all in Teure. But in chinuch is not like this. It's not true. Because chinuch is also part of Teure, and there is also a head. Only there the head is a lomdish praktische head. But it's lomdish praktisch. It's not only praktisch. Because when it's only practice, you get distorted. You will make the wrong things. Because you can't imitate. It's not, I have entirely other Nitunim with my children and with myself. Yeah? For example, when I was very much not into authority, into my children, my children were able to speak up to me and things like this. It comes from a personal trait that when I am emphasizing my authority, I could kill you. I could just simply kill you, you know. And this was not so much my interest to kill my children, you know. I was not so interested in that. So I tried to stay out of that area. Yeah, but that could be by you, it's entirely different. Could by you that your authority is there in a very natural way, or by you, your authority is there in a very natural way, and then you have to put an emphasis on your authority. Could be. You have to do that. So you can't imitate that. Say, no, Leuchter was always, you know, they could do whatever they want. Once I blew up, that's it. My children know they can pull and 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 no reaction. Then there will be the kash, shoveret gama gamal ba'az abba mit potzeitz. Ba'az echozer le'efah. Perhaps that's not a good way for you. By my children that worked because they have such a modern father. But by you they have another father. So by you this is not the ikaron. Yeah? But there is an ikaron not to kill the people. That is an ikaron. And you have to find a way how not to kill them with you being above them. Yeah? I have to find a way, but perhaps your way is different. The lomdus is very much important. The protein, this is my goof. My goof is not interesting for your goof. That's not interesting for your chiluch. So that's a chiddush. That also in chiddush is like this. I experienced that. It was a very much a hitpatchut for myself to do that. I had to present lomdisha things. I had to think about that beforehand. That I had to think beforehand. When I went to the mashgiach and spoke with him, some problem I had in chiddush, I really had to think. In learning, a lot of times it was some question and answer. You know, you're there, you produce with your kishon. Over here, I had to think. Because I had to make from that the sugi right, that he should answer in a way which is fitting me, which I can have a tehillah out of it. Okay? So that's what I think will be, I think that's an important discussion by itself, what I said now. It's very important because it makes you develop. An important discussion. And from next time onwards, we'll do that a little bit like this. You prepare something, you think something, and you come, and we'll discuss. And we'll discuss it by three, by four, by five. We'll discuss that. It will be interesting. It will be more alive. Less giving over one side, and I think that will make the thing more alive and more real, because then the real problems come up, the real things come up. Okay, Atkan. Like it.